I've always loved the atmosphere of a barber shop. Chris Walsh didn't start his career as a barber, but found routine and community in the space long before he opened his own shop. During his time as a bartender, Walsh would go to the barber and get his hair freshened up for the weekend. He called it Fresh Cut Fridays. After 17 years in the restaurant industry, Walsh decided to take a swing at barber work, finding an apprenticeship with a barbershop in 2018. Chris Walsh, his wife Taylor, and their daughter. Now, Walsh is the owner of Hemingway's, downtown Midland's own bar and social club. Hemingway's opened June 1st of this year, and Walsh describes the shop as a community-oriented gathering place. Our goal for when we opened the shop is that we really wanted to be able to have a place where we could help the community and get involved, he said. Currently, Hemingway's sponsors one of Penetanguishene's hockey teams, and participates in local charities and fundraisers, such as Guys Who Care and the Wiseman. Walsh has seen success with Hemingway's. A simple Google search shows a 5-star rating based on over 50 reviews. But before Hemingway's came into fruition, there was the question of funding. During a dinner at a restaurant called Dylan's, the owner pointed Walsh in the direction of the North Simcoe Community Futures Development Corporation, NSCFDC. With his advice, we went down, we spoke with Lois, and she was amazing, Walsh said. She was absolutely our savior in that regard. The NSCFDC is a company dedicated to helping business owners get their feet under them. Since 1986, they've provided services such as free business coaching, community economic development and customized business loans to Midland, Penetanguishene, Beausoleil First Nation, Christian Island, Springwater, Tiny and Tay. We're here to help promote business and employment in rural areas, says Kevin Culhane, general manager of the NSCFDC. The money's there to help invest in our community. Culhane recently joined the NSCFDC, and has a long history in business and financial management. He had a 20-year career with the Bank of Montreal before becoming the executive director for the Firearms Safety Education Service of Ontario. Culhane says his favorite thing about working at the company so far has been the staff and the board of directors. Culhane describes Lois Irvine and Janet Metcalf, the client care coordinator and office administrator, respectively as wonderful, caring and conscientious. He also said the 6-person board of directors truly care about business in North Simcoe. Left to right. Janet Metcalf, office administrator, Kevin Culhane, general manager, Lois Irvine, client care coordinator. Currently, Culhane hopes to expand the face of the NSCFDC through meetings with municipal, provincial and federal governments in the new year to move forward with his 5-year plan. It comes down to our reason for being here. We're here to promote business and employment in the community, he said. We're just trying to get our name out there. Culhane said the NSCFDC currently has money available to help finance business owners and are ready to take on new clients. Through the success Walsh has found through Hemingway's, he's sent 2 other potential clients to the NSCFDC. If you're new to owning or operating a business, or if you have no managerial experience, going in to look to them for support and guidance is probably your best bet for success, Walsh said. You can tell they're very passionate about what they do. The NSCFDC partners with the Economic Development Corporation of North Simcoe, EDCNS, to help businesses succeed. They offer loans and free business services to help you launch, grow, or sell your business. For more information, visit nscfdc.on.ca and edkins.ca. This article was sponsored by North Simcoe Community Futures Development Corporation, a 2024 Midland Today reader favorite.